Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some of the things we're seeing in economics in our dairy industry. As we think about the economics on our dairy farms, there are some things that may be concerning to you and your operation. One of those might be the overall margin level on your dairy. You know, one of the ways that we often measure how we're doing in terms of economics on our dairy farms is the milk-to-feed price ratios. And as we look at those ratios, they've been a real challenge, especially the last few years. Even though we had a record milk price in 2022, the actual return on our dairies was not that great due to increased feed prices. We saw low margins on the milk-to-feed ratio in 2023, and that's continued into 2024. Although recently that is starting to turn around and look a little more positive for us. Are we going to see much of an increase in the price of milk? Well, there may be some increases there, but I think that our largest advantage here on milk-to-feed price ratios will be found in decreased feed costs. We know that certain production costs will continue to be a challenge. Trying to reduce labor costs is going to be probably difficult unless we can somehow offset increases in labor cost with increases in milk production to cover those increased costs. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to carefully consider their bottom line, where it is at, and what factors they can control to increase that bottom line in the future.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.